I believe that I lived a life in darkest Africa. I was one of the natives. I have visions. I can remember the way the jungle smelled. I remember living in a thatched hut. We campfired. We were a peaceful people. Some of the members of the tribes were the hunters. Some of the members of the tribe were the warriors. I was the stand-up comic. That's right. I mean, they'd go out there and they'd kill, like, you know, zebras, and we'd have big zebra legs spinning over pits. And other guys would fight to protect the tribe. But when all the fighting and the killing was done, nighttime would roll around about 10 o'clock. I'd put on my sequin beads out of my nose. They'd all be sitting around a campfire. I'd go walking out and say, hey, everybody, welcome. Down, Shiva, down. Looks like everybody's here tonight, dear. And they don't look at me expectantly with smiles on their faces. The whole tribe would be out. I'd say, hey, did you hear about Tarzan? He comes home one day. It's about 5 o'clock at night. He says, Jane, fix me a quadruple martini. She said, honey, a quadruple? He said, Jane, it's a jungle out there. Hear about this elephant? This woman, they wake up in bed together one morning, and the woman looks over, sees the elephant lying there smoking a camel. She goes, holy jeez, I must have been tight last night. The elephant says, yeah. Thank you, you're too kind. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Mom always told me I got in this business, I'd get them howling, huh? There, you can't do a good stand-up without having a jungle going nuts around you. Hear about the couple of gay deer? They're walking past the VFW. They say, hey, let's go inside and blow a couple of bucks. Thank you. Very kind. I've been doing some research, studying the animals around me. I don't really know from these animals. All they do is they make a lot of noise. You know what that black stuff is in between an elephant's toes? That's slow natives. So next time you're going from point A to point B, I would advise a little haste, okay? Hey, have you heard the definition of the ultimate trust? That's two cannibals enjoying oral sex. You're too much. Get out of here. Thank you so much for coming. And if you walk along, you see a woman from another tribe, smile at her and say, you bangy? She may say, you betcha. In which case, you're very... Suddenly, there I was, giving my best stuff, when suddenly one of the natives that we had around the perimeter sounded the alarm.
Okana Matuso! Robata!
I said, wait a minute! I'm not done with my act! Come back! Yeah, I said, ah, jeez. Just then, the bushes cleared, and as all my countrymen dashed off for the safety of the jungle, I saw Tarzan standing there. I said, for crying out loud, Tarzan, you got a real sense of timing, you know that? I'm delivering my best stuff here, you run the crowd off. He just looked at me. He said, who? You. I said, that's another thing. What do you mean, who? You? You mean you live in a jungle all your life, you can't talk better than that? Let me get you more acclimated, Tarzan. I mean, you are out of the mainstream. Here, first of all, let me put this yarmulke on your head. You look a lot better with a yarmulke. Here, let me trim up your hair a little bit. I mean, your hair's growing in all directions, but it's long enough so that I can make payas without a problem. Tarzan, repeat after me, all right? He went, I said, oh, gee, a bigger puts, a bigger what? Can you say, Tarzan, for crying out loud. All right, well, never mind. As long as you want to be one of the chosen, I can help you out, Tarzan, because you got to stop this when the jungle running around here like crazy with a loincloth on. Jeez, Tarzan, for crying out loud. Look, I will make you one of the chosen. Here, hold this. This is the Torah. No, you got it upside down. Just hold that thing, I have to do the operation, Tarzan. I have to do the operation just to make you one of the chosen. This is going to be a little painful, but you know, it's a requirement that we have circumcision. You understand? I was a moil before I got into stand-up comedy, so here, let me heft that bear. Holy jeez, look at this. I pity Jane, huh? Oh, Nelly, or I pity Cheetah. I don't know which way you lean, but all right, here we go. To halt still, look the other way. And the jungle was filled with the sound that has now since become synonymous with machismo. Here we go. One quick snip. You big sissy for crying out loud.
It's the Best of Grease Man Show.
Ooh, daddy.